شكرا سيدي.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Chair, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Can you hear me? At the outset, I would like to wholeheartedly thank the government of Estonia and the United Nations Economic Commission Europe for this important meeting. This meeting is important in discussing the threat against the security and stability of people. Water has been at the heart of many conflicts in many countries of the world, but we have not found the right solution. We need to find the right solution based on science and common knowledge, good neighborly relations, and sustainable use of water resources. The Arab region in general has been facing tremendous challenges, particularly concerning the water security. And that has an impact on national security and Arab security in general. More than 360 million people live in the Arab world out of 420 million who are the citizens of the Arab world. 360 million are suffering from poverty and water stress. Therefore, we need to find urgent solution based on sustainable use and sustainable consumption of water. The water situation in Palestine is extremely difficult. Our water resources are fully controlled by the Israeli occupation since 1967. More than 85% of our groundwater are under Israeli control. We have no access to Jordan River and the Dead Sea because of Israel's tight control of such resources. Therefore, the Palestinian water resources have been endeavoring to develop its projects to provide water for our people. But however, the Israel has flouted all international laws and conventions concerning water resources. The international community is asked to exercise pressure on Israel to put an end to Israel's illegal settlement activities and confiscation of Palestinian water resources. We call on the international community to reconsider the membership conditions so that Palestine can apply for membership in the convention. This convention is an important legal instrument that guarantees cooperation and partnership among stakeholders. This convention will lead to the fair and equitable distribution of water resources. Ladies and gentlemen, the Arab Water Expert Network set up by the Arab League Water Ministerial Council is the executive arm of the Arab League in providing technical and financial assistance. In this network, we have reached out to the United Nations Economic Commission of Europe with a view to fostering cooperation between this organization and the Arab states and to facilitate our accession to the convention, as well as the revitalization of the Arab League Cooperation Program 2022-24. Thank you very much.